Kaushinti, in the series of Mera Baba. This is episode number 47. This is the Avyakt Murli of 20th March 2004. Point number 47. Good efforts for a long time. Bab Dada has love for you, and so those who have been here for a long time, those who are good effort makers, not full effort makers, but good efforts makers, Bab Dada will not leave them behind. He will take them with him. So have this firm faith. We were, we are, and we will remain together with you. Is this firm sure? Simply bring out the feeling of being one who has pure and positive thoughts for others, one who has pure thoughts of the original self, one who has pure feelings, feelings of transformation, feelings of giving cooperations, and feelings of mercy. At present, you keep them merged. Now, let these feelings emerge. So Baba is telling, this is in 2004, what are the feelings Baba want us to emerge? Feelings of pure and positive thoughts for others, pure thoughts of the original self, pure feelings, feelings of transformation, feeling of giving, cooperation, and feeling of mercy. Bab Dada has love for you, and so those who have been here for a long time, those who are good effort makers, not the full effort makers, but those who are good effort makers, Bab Dada will not leave them behind. He will take them with him. So have this firm faith. We were, we are, and we will remain together. We were, we are, and we will remain together. This is God's promise. This is God's promise. So Baba is focusing here on pure and positive feelings for others. To have pure and positive feelings for others, it means not to have impure, not to have negative feelings for others. The question is, how to have pure and positive thoughts for others all the time, at all places, in all situations? There are three things: all the time, all places, in all situations. What? To have pure and positive thoughts, pure and positive feelings for others. How to go about this? See them as souls, see them as unique souls, see them as a special actor, see their uniqueness. See them in their original form. In one of Avyakta Murli, Bab Dada has said, do not see each other with their present sanskars. See them with their original sanskars. No matter what they are doing now, they might be wrong. They are under influence. They do not know, just as a person who is drunk. He doesn't know what he is doing. He is shouting at the top of his lungs. He is creating ruckus in the society. We do not shout at him. We do not say him that what you are doing, because we know that he is under influence. In the similar manner, worldly souls are conditioned souls. They are under the influence of the world. They are under the influence of Maya. They are under influence of their own previous sanskars. Not the original sanskars, but the sanskars of Dwapar Yuga, Copper Age. And that is why we need to have feeling of mercy for them. So, this is one. To see each soul in their original form. To see everyone as special actor. To see everyone as an unique actor. Nobody can play that role better than this role. And Baba has selected him. Baba must have seen something very much unique in this soul. He might be having 99 imperfections, but there is one virtue in him, one speciality in him, which nobody in this entire sacrificial fire possesses. That is why he is selected. He is picked up from the world. So one is this. Second, as an actor. We said as a unique actor, something different. as a soul, as an actor, as a special actor, as an accurate actor, as an accurate actor, as an actor who is playing his part so well, that God likes his actions. God likes this drama. And that's why we also should like this drama. Yeah? God has selected him. Yeah. So, this is all the, again the same point. So, see them as an accurate soul. So, first is seeing as soul. Second? All our members of the same family. This is Prabhu Parivar, Baba has said. This is the same community, same commune. We are belonging to the same family. Each one is belonging to this divine family. And this family is not established by any worldly person. This is God's family. This is God's family. So have that feeling. And even those who are not in this family, as regards Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the whole world is my family. All are God's children, no matter whether they have recognized Him or not. If they have not, one day they will recognize. One day they will come here. There is no other shop. This is the last shop, Baba has said. The last station, the last hutti, the last shop. Everybody has to come here. My children, my ships would hear my voice. So, that is another point. Next, how to have pure and positive feeling for everyone. Yeah. Try to understand their point of view. Try to understand Baba's point of view. Even further explanation. How Baba is seeing those children, we need to see them with the same drishti, with the same drishtikon, with the same perspective, with the same viewpoint. Just as he, his vision is unbiased. His vision is unprejudiced. He is seeing entire panorama. That vision he has. Our vision is tubular. Our vision is tubular. Our vision is myopic, very narrow. Yesterday I was telling about five different defects of thinking. Petini, pati. P-A-A-T-I. These are the psychologists have defined thinking errors into five types. Pati or pati or whatever you call it. That's less important for us. Thinking defects. Errors in thinking. First is partialism. Whatever we think, we are always partial. Nepotism, nepotistic thinking, nepotism. Nepotism is partiality. Partiality means in Hindi you call it bhai bhatijavad. This is bhai bhatijavad. This is known as nepotism, favoritism, partiality, partialism. Psychologists have used the word partialism. This is the error in thinking. Because whatever we think, we are already prejudiced, we are already biased. With that we see things. One perspective. Only one perspective we have. Just as somebody is sitting on the, suppose, I am not a good painter or drawer, but this is a mountain, and one person is sitting here, another is sitting here, another is sitting here, another is sitting here, another is sitting here. Suppose this is the mountain and this is the Naki Lake here. The person who is sitting here sees only some part of the Naki Lake. The person who is sitting here is able to see a larger part of the Naki Lake. A person who is sitting on the top, probably he sees the most. He sees everything. He is seeing Naki Lake as well as he is seeing few other things. Where you are sitting, that is important thing. Where I am sitting. Jaipur Palace I am sitting. Toad Rock I am sitting. Baba Pahadi I am sitting. Where I am sitting. Or just that Champa Cave I am sitting. Where I am sitting. It depends where I am sitting. Or just I am climbing. I have started climbing and from there only I have started looking. I have yet not reached any destination anywhere. Where I am looking. What is my perspective? So, first error is this. Second is adversary thinking. Adversary thinking is opposite thinking, negative thinking. Thinking of the worst. Every situation you feel something wrong is going to happen. Adversary thinking. small thing. There is converting mole into mountain. That's known as converting mole into mountain. They will magnify the things. They will blow the things out of proportion. Thing is very small, but they will blow it out of proportion. Adversary thinking. Next is? No, these are fixed things. These are fixed. We'll come to T first. Time frame. This is a part of partialism. They look at things from only one time frame. Baba said Trikal. But these people, they look at the things from only one time frame. Only one. For example, some pleasure, but this is the only thing which is there in life. While you know that this temporary pleasure, this sensual pleasure is soon going to turn into frustration, depression, despair, despondency, a lifelong repentance. But still, person does that because time frame error. T. Other is I. These are very fixed words. You cannot just tamper with them. These are the same words and you need to use the same words. A is this, initial judgment. A is initial judgment. Here what happens? Person is very much subjective. His very approach towards the problem, as I said, the word bias should be used here, pakshapat. That's more here. Initial judgment, earlier only you have some thought about it. Suppose you are meeting somebody, you already know that this is a very bad man. Prejudiced, biased mind. Earlier only, Purvagraha in Hindi it is known as. Earlier only you have thought, she is like this. And now I am going and meeting. And whatever now I will meet and whatever I will discuss, I will look at things from the same thing. And same thing would be proven right. Because earlier only I have prepared my mind. Ki, this person is fixed ideas about that person. He is like this. He is very smart. And we are going to discuss on, Baba is saying to discuss on simplicity. I know this man is very smart. Earlier only we thought. So, this is initial judgment. Other is, A is arrogance and conceit. Arrogance means, this is little different here, that what solution I am giving, this is the best solution. No other idea can be better than this idea. My idea is the best idea. My idea is the best idea. This actually blocks the creativity. This blocks the creativity. So this is known as arrogance and conceit. As I said, one is initial judgment, one is time scale, adversary thinking and partialism. So these are the PAATI. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Initial judgment is prejudiced, while partiality is little different, where you consider only one factor of the situation. As I gave the example of this mountain, this is partialism. So partialism is, you take only one perspective of the situation is very big, but you are thinking, focusing only on one. That is partialism. Adversary thinking is, you think that you become judgmental. You are negative here. And this is, A is arrogance, initial judgment, and T is time scale error. T is known as time scale error. So these are the five different types of errors in thinking as per psychologist. So we were discussing of having pure and positive thoughts. So we need to get free from all the five things. We should not be partial. We should not have adversary thinking. We should not be in just see things in one time frame. Try to see things from three aspects of the time. Trikal Darshi. Three things from three aspects of the time. That is known as Trikal Darshi. See from, what is another? T-A-A-I. I is initial judgment. Don't try to judge things prematurely. Go and meet that person in a fresh manner. Just as they give example of husband and wife. Husband and wife. Husband goes to the office, he comes in the evening. He knows his nature of his wife. He has brought some gift and he knows beforehand that she would not like it. There is a pre-thinking in his mind that whatever I bring, she never likes. And she also has whatever I cook, he doesn't like. He has, because, and they give, how they support their argument on the basis of experience, previous experience. Because their previous experience had showed this. But is it possible for two people to meet as if they are meeting for the first time? Two people meeting each other as if they are meeting for the first time. Just as children, small children, they forget. Very small children, they forget. And they start fighting. And next time again you see them, they are playing together. But is it possible for a human being to do like that? If suppose two persons are fighting, do you see them playing together? Except politicians, for their vested and selfish interests. It's so difficult. New life, new vision, seeing things with a new perspective. Every morning is a new morning. Whatever that happened yesterday, whatever relationships were there yesterday, they are gone, they are buried. Now they don't have any relevance. They are buried deep within. Now let's start everything anew. Let's start everything fresh. This is a new day. This is a fresh day. Let's meet everybody as if a small child has taken birth into this world and he is seeing the world for the first time. Just as a blind man, born blind, suddenly he got vision and he is seeing the world for the first time. Seeing things for the first time, seeing things with a new vision, seeing things as if they were never there before. So that prejudiced mind, that prejudice which is there, we have preconceived idea, preformed ideas about persons, about things. This place is not good. This person is not good. I knew this is going to happen. See, this is a very deep-rooted, negative thinking. Somebody has called us. I know why he has called me. I know his intentions. I know his intentions. I know his selfish nature. Of course, he is not going to change. But can we change? Can we change our vision, our perspective, our attitude, our behavior towards him? Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. But it takes efforts. It will take efforts to have new vision. Vision of a small child. Look at the small child. Small child is running. He goes and picks up the pebbles. We are not interested in picking up those pebbles at the seashore. We say it is a childish thing. But look at his vision. He is asking everything. For him, this sky is new. This sun is new. This moon is new. He has all the questions. Why leaves are green? Why tomato is red? Why sky is blue? He has all the questions in his mind, but we throttle his curiosity and we turn him into machine who learns thing by rote, who learns 2 into 2, 4. We teach him mathematics while he was artist. We turn him into a logician who never understands what is life, the music of life, the poetry of life. The song of life is lost and he becomes a mathematician, a logician, a philosopher, a dull and drab philosopher. Can we bring the music in that life? Can we bring that ecstasy into this life? Shankaracharya, whilst he was going near Varanasi, he sees a 90-year-old man and studying grammar, Sanskrit grammar. And after seeing that person, his heart melts with mercy. At this age, which is the age to attain God, this man, at the age of 90, he is studying Sanskrit grammar. Bhajagovindam, Govindam, Bhajamudamate. He says, O fool, sing the glory of the divine, what you are doing. This is not the time to waste. Already life is squandered away in the frivolities of life. Now is the time to make the full use of it and achieving the divine, seeing the glory of the divine, that ecstasy, that song, that music of life is somewhere lost in mathematics, in logics, in reasons, in proving, in calling spade a spade. So, have new vision. See everyone from a new perspective. This is today's homework. Om Shanti.